This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. So much to do each day, but when you can take some time to be with us, we appreciate it, folks. If by chance, you know, the live show isn't something you can make, you got something planned, check out the Kelly and Company podcast. You can listen to the show in segment form or the complete Kelly and Company podcast experience. We throw on an audio vanity card at the end, and you've got the whole show, beginning, middle, end, all the parts, all the fun. That's the Kelly and Company podcast. Please subscribe using your favorite podcatcher. Kelly McDonald, host of the show, my co-host in her home studio in Toronto, Ramya Muthan. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we get an opportunity to bring on the program one of our community reporters. We do this so that we can find out what's going on in their neck of the woods. Always so many different things that these guys bring to us and report in on. And who never disappoints, from Montreal, Nick D'Ambrosio. Nikolai, welcome back.
Yeah. How's everything going, Kelly?
So far, fantastic, sir. We've had a great show and lots ahead. And I'm looking at the list of topics here. So if you don't mind, I want to kick this thing right off and we'll get a COVID report, since right now in Canada, that's our number one concern.
Yeah, you know, it's been kind of interesting to look at the different provinces and to find out how things are going in each province. And, you know, yes. I find it, you know, important that I kind of keep things up to date here. But it's been kind of trying times to keep up to date with COVID reports in Quebec and even specifically even in my own city of Montreal. But just to give you a couple of things, there are a couple of code reds districts in Quebec. The Lévis, Quebec City, and Gatineau are now in the red zones. And so basically what that means is gyms and hairdressers and restaurants are closed. Of course, you can still get takeout and stuff. And here in Montreal, it's been pretty much status quo, but things have yet stayed the same, but changed as well. So our curfew is still at 9:30. You know, and in my last report, I said that the gyms are open. Well, they're closed again.
Yeah.
I also told you that the schools were open and that kids were back at school, and now they're not. Basically, they're going back to a hybrid of half virtual, half in class. So as you can see, we're kind of going through the emotions with Mr. Legault and the yo-yo effect that's been happening. But I want to talk about some positive stuff. The positive stuff is that the shots are going very, very well. The vaccinations are going very well. I know family, I know friends that have done it. And they said it's been a wonderful experience, and it's been fast, it's been efficient, they've been courteous. So that's great. If anybody's interested to get shots, you go to the Click Santé website. That's clicksante.ca. And also your local pharmacies. And a little birdie, Mr. Legault, kind of told us that the next number is 55 and over, and as well as cancer people and essential workers might be next in line. So I might be next in line to get the shot. So I'm looking forward to that. So, you know, go to the website, go to your local pharmacies, make some phone calls if you fall in the category, and get your shot. And we're getting there. It's getting better. I'm hopeful.
Well, we see the light. And, you know, Nick, I find, though there seems to be, when we talk of the variants and things that are going on, more anxiety, more fear right now, because you feel like, oh, my goodness, we're close to emerging, and then a little twist. So the race is on, and you just want to do the right thing. So you're part of the race as you see these scary numbers every day. You know, and that's all you can do is hang in and hope. And it does so far. Everybody I've talked to, it's been a good experience. Yeah. Study on echolocation.
Yeah, this is a survey done by the University of Montreal. And before I begin, there is a criteria to do this survey. You need to be 18 years of age. You need to be blind, low vision, or deafblind. And you need to have, you know, traveled a little bit throughout this pandemic. Now, what this survey is for is basically to help people understand the echolocation, wearing masks, the difficulties you have, also the orientation and mobility difficulties we face going outside. And I thought this was great, a great survey, because we need information about what are the barriers and what we can do to help ourselves. Is this the new norm? I'm not sure. But nonetheless, the barriers are still there and they're going to be there for a while. And so having this survey done will help us find solutions to maybe help us later on. The leading researcher in this is Dr. Walter Wittich from the University of Montreal. And so basically the form is in English and French. It's totally accessible. They need about 150 participants. I've already done it. And I think it was helpful to go through the motions and go through the questions and really think about things as you're doing it. If you have any questions, you can contact them. And the phone number is 514-343-7962 if you have any problems about the accessibility of it. But it went really well for me. Now, you know, on to the problems that we face as a blind community. You know, we went through this. It's been a year, you know, social distancing, the lineups and stuff. But also wearing a mask is sometimes echolocation is important, where, you know, we don't hear very well where someone is talking to us because of the masks. And so there's just a lot of different aspects that I didn't really think about when I was doing the survey. And then I was like, yeah, it's true. I didn't realize that. So it's really great. I urge people to do the survey. It's in the show notes, the link. It's a little bit long, convoluted website. So I urge everybody to go and check out the thing and do the survey. And lastly, you can win an Amazon gift card of $100 if you participate. It is anonymous. But if you want to leave your email address to try to win the Amazon card, you can. So I urge everybody to go out there and do it. It's only going to take 5-10 minutes anyway. Don't worry about it. It's not too long.
AMI.ca/KellyCo for our blog where that link is. You know, we've talked about this on the program, Nick, and from being a former goalball player where I had to wear a blindfold, and we used to ask, well, why do we have to wear a blindfold, especially the ones who are total? What's mm-hmm. the difference? And a lot of that came down to, yeah, but off of your face surface, you can also feel, you can sense. And the mass I've felt, you know, I noticed that deprivation, having it around my cheeks, my face, the lower part, that I do feel thrown off a bit, that something's not quite right. It must be in my focus on breathing or whatever. A lot of it is that skin texture, not being able to sense the air, sense around.
Yeah, also, Kelly, having the preoccupation of moving the mask when it slips and stuff, you're distracted. You are distracted.
And any movement makes you adjust your head and stuff like that, which could carry you out of the direction you're going, not just be that distraction, but literally pull you over, like something resting on your shoulder is going to make you move away from it or to that direction. Yeah. This is interesting, sir, especially as sports fans. Locker room and clubhouse.
Yeah, you know, the clubhouse, I call it the clubhouse craze. Everybody's on clubhouse. It's a great app. And, you know, there's great groups like the 15% with people with all kinds of disabilities that get together. We got old friends and new friends. But there was one thing lacking, Kelly. There wasn't enough sports in the app. And so I was told about, a friend of mine told me about Locker Room. And I was like, okay, let me try it out. It's an audio-based group of people, like-minded people who love sports. And the beauty of this is that it's exactly like Clubhouse, but there's one little caveat, Kelly. The accessibility is not as strong as Clubhouse. But if you are familiar with Clubhouse, you'll get very familiar with Locker Room because it's exactly the same thing. You can follow people. People can follow you. You can join groups. You can raise your hands to speak. So all the buttons are there. I would say about 70% of the buttons are there. There's still some that are kind of like, you know, accessibility problems. And the more blind people use it, the better it is. And what a better time to get into the locker room craze than now. All sports are going on, except for the NFL. But we know the NFL never shuts down. The draft is coming up. So baseball is up, basketball is up, hockey's up. And this is a great opportunity to, you know, get involved in that type of audio chat format with sports. Now, when I first logged into it, I had to wait a little bit of time to get in. You don't need an invite like Clubhouse. You can just download it and get in. Good. And that's the cool thing. And then you just add your teams that you like, and then you take it from there. And then when groups pop up, you just join in and talk about, you know, whatever it is, the latest trade, the latest game, or whatever it is. So really great. I enjoy it a lot. It's a great alternative to Clubhouse to get away from sometimes the minutiae that's going around. Just for me, I love my sports, and that's my distraction. So,
do you have game watching rooms? Have you sat in a room while you guys are watching a Canadiens game or something?
No, not yet. But I have been following the NFL draft and, you know, following different combines and things like that. So it's really good. It's just a lot of great little things. There's not enough hours in the day, Kelly.
No. You couldn't. If you're a huge fan of all sports, you must be done on an app like that. It's one thing if you sit for baseball and you just, oh, I love it. And even that, you know, I'm sure you could immerse yourself. That's awesome. Thanks for bringing that forward. I had not heard of that. And that is really a cool thing. Sir, let's get a little more sports conversation into the show here. The Sport for Me program. Let's talk about young kids getting to learn all about sports.
Yeah, absolutely. This is done by the SAC, and so this is great because it's getting involved kids from ages 6 to 12, and it's going to be a program from April to June every Saturday. It's going to get kids to get up their social skills as well as their orientation skills by playing different sports. They're going to be hooked up with a coach. And so basically there's all kinds of sports like goalball, like you just mentioned, Kelly, as well as wall climbing. I know we've done a little bit of wall climbing.
Oh yeah. People love it now. It is so loved.
Doing the fun part. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this is going to be great for them to get involved and to learn these sports and to get outside. And I know that, you know, they said it's going to be going on, and I'm crossing my finger for all these little kids out there that want to get out because the weather is beautiful here in Montreal. And so this is the time for them to learn about goalball and climbing and, you know, orientation and activities and also getting out there with the other kids and socializing a bit with social distancing and all of that good stuff. So if anybody wants any information, you can call Annie Gervais-Massé. And the phone number to contact her is 514-252-3178, extension 3775, for any additional information to get your little tyke out there and playing some sports in the springtime. The weather's nice. I don't need to mention that. The winter's finally over, Kelly. We did it.
It's beautiful. And getting people interested early in sports, always a positive, and at least it gives people choice while they still are having fun with it before all that competitiveness gets in. And in the meanwhile, Nick, for us older guys, let's grab our vitamin water and we'll get into the locker room.
Exactly.
Start watching our own.
Go and sit on our butts.
That's right.
And watch the NFL draft or something. Yeah.
That's right. We're in the best way. And, you know, our American friends out there, they'll sit there and certainly be all saluting their NFL content to talk about. Thanks, pal.
No doubt. You got it. We'll talk soon.
We will put all this up on the blog, ami.ca/KellyCo. That's Nick D'Ambrosio. He is our community reporter in Montreal, Quebec, talking to us about different things going on in Quebec. So please check all that stuff out on the blog. If any of these things interest you and you just couldn't keep track of it, do it there. We'll take a break. And coming up next, What in the World with Jeff Ryman. You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.